This is a podcast from RNIB's Insight Radio.
It's time to talk sport. With summer on the way, well, let's hope it's a good one, you may be thinking about getting yourself out and about, maybe getting fit, learning a new sport, or just looking for something to improve the old social life. Well, if you're blind, you can play cricket. In fact, the game in the UK is growing at grassroots level and a very successful international team as well. We have with us Adam White to tell us a little bit more. Adam, how popular then is blind cricket?
It seems to be on the increase, as you rightly point out. There's, you know, more teams coming on every year, and there's quite a big surge in interest following the successful tour of the international team to Australia to win the Ashes back. So,
and the organisation you work for, Adam, how are they involved?
Blind Cricket England and Wales, they are the overarching body that looks after all things blind cricket.
And I said it has been growing successfully. If we're to look at the grassroots then, where people are perhaps coming in for the very first time, how successful has that been over the years?
Speaking from a personal level, I've seen interest grow year on year. I mean, I've been involved in the game now for about 6 years overall. And I think year on year, as word spreads and people come on and try it, and teams get more settled and established, more people get interested.
But you don't have to work your way up through the ranks to play, you know, internationally. It's something that you can do for fun, for exercise and for socialising.
Yes, definitely. If you just want to get out and have a bit of a laugh and play, then you can do that. Or if you have aspirations to represent your country, then you can also find ways of doing that also.
Okay, so tell me then a little bit about the game. For those who perhaps aren't aware how a blind person could play cricket, how does it all work?
Well, the basic fundamentals are the same as your average domestic cricket. The big sizeable difference is the size of the ball, which is a size 3 football, which has ball bearings inside, so when bowled it rattles.
So you bowl towards the stumps?
Yes, the stumps are slightly bigger than normal ones, as they're freestanding and they're probably hip height.
So some changes, but as you say, the fundamentals are there. So it's growing at the grassroots level, but let's take it on a step then. If you're looking to play a little bit more competitively then, are there leagues around the country?
Yep, there's the National League, and then you have regional leagues below that.
All right, so plenty of opportunity to get in at different levels. Now, there's a big event coming up in August. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's the British Blind Sport Primary Club Hendricks Swanepoel Memorial Cup Final, which this year, for the first time, will be held at Wormsley, the iconic Paul Getty estate ground.
Very nice. So where does the trophy come from?
It's always been a cup competition run by British Blind Sport. It was recently changed to a memorial trophy to commemorate a former player from one of the teams that sadly passed away some time ago.
So is this for sort of teams, any team around the UK, or do they have to kind of play through sort of groups to get there?
It's a bit like the FA Cup, really, I guess. You have rounds to go through first and then progress quarters, semis, final.
Okay, so that's coming up in August. Obviously, there'll be a lot more going on around about that near the time. We will come back to you just before then. We'll look at the team set up and things like that. But in the meantime, Adam, if anyone would like more information about getting involved in blind cricket, where's the best place to go?
I'm the publicity director for Blind Cricket England Wales. They could contact me on my mobile, which is 07968055490. Or email me at adamwhite114@hotmail.com, and hopefully I can signpost them in the right direction for finding a team in their locality.
Adam, let's hope more people do get involved in the game. We'll be in touch once again nearer the time for the cup match, but thank you in the meantime for speaking with us on Insight Radio.
No problem at all.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from RNIB's Insight Radio. For more podcasts, check out insightradio.co.uk.